Live and local.
Across the city.
And South Cambridgeshire.
This is Ian Dable.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Virtual running is where you do the event, not at the particular site as described in the race brochure or race advertisement. You do at your chosen site, at your chosen time, albeit most virtual races have a day. But there are plenty of virtual races where you can do it anytime in this particular week or particular month at your chosen site. It may be at the mountain where you're supposed to do a sea marathon, or it may be at the sea when it is described as a mountain marathon. So that's the benefit of virtual running.
And if you're running virtually, you run the same distance, but you're not all running in an event where you're all together at the same time. And then presumably you submit your times and that kind of thing afterwards?
You do it at your chosen place. Most often you do it on your own. I think if you're a member of a club, you can do it in 6 people groups. And if it's a club which is regulated by England Athletics, they have their own strict guidelines where you should register to that bubble. We all have bubbles there.
Yes.
Team bubble 1, bubble 2, bubble 3. So you run with the same bubble and you are traced as well. If you have any symptoms, you can inform the club. So you can run in packs of 6, or as often as the case, you can run on your own. If it's a long distance, like an ultra marathon, you do it on your own, because by the time you run for 8-9 hours with the same person, especially if it's on a trail, you don't have much space in certain parts of the trail. So you might come close to each other. So you can do it solo, you can do it in packs, you can do it on a day you like, at the place you like, and call it exactly the same title as the organizers called it.
Did this concept of virtual running exist before COVID, or is it something that has been invented because of COVID?
On a very small scale, it did, but people didn't have the same, people didn't give the same weightage to a virtual run or a virtual race before COVID. I'll tell you why. Before COVID, we could do the, I've done this 90K race for the Royal Legion's Poppy Fund. Yes. I did a 90K for them 2 years ago in a week, 90K in a week. But it was done as a gesture. But if I had said I did a 90K poppy run, it was not something which everybody thought, oh, you actually didn't go to the place. That sort of, framework was there. But
yes.
Now it is not so. You can do the Great China Wall Marathon here in Cambridge.
Wow.
Without running beside a single brick or a stone. You can do it in the Fenlands. But still people have sort of grown into that culture. Hey, this is actually a race. It's an event. Let's do it. It's become a big industry. It's become a big market. And people are on the run to do more and more.
Which of these events are you going to be doing over the coming months?
I was supposed to do the Berlin Marathon, but that got cancelled.
Yes.
And then I was I had a place for the Wimpole Half Marathon. That got cancelled. In fact, the last marathon I did was the Sea of Galilee Marathon, which we spoke about.
Yeah, I remember
early
that.
Part of Jan this year. We spoke, I called, I think I spoke to you from there, from Sea of Galilee. And after that, I did the Indian one in March. And that's it. Everything else has been virtual. So that's the way forward for a long, long time, I think.
I asked you before we started chatting who you like, and you told me that you actually saw Neil Diamond live, which must have been amazing.
To me, he's a poet. He's a philosopher, and his words resonate with me. And you know, things like, have you ever heard the story of a frog and who wants to become a king and became one? It's amazing. This is so true in everybody's life, at least to some extent. And, you know, his words are in depth and in musicality, so good. And that's why songs have lived for decades.
Well, you said his words are like poetry, and you mentioned I Am, I Said, which is a great song. So let's play that now.